Now, the Mu variant has gotten a lot of coverage lately, and it certainly has some features that are concerning, yet become a dominant strain anywhere in the United States. The Delta variant is really the predominant strain everywhere at this point. And while this is important that scientists and public health officials keep an eye on this, we're still in a space right now where the Mu variant is something to keep an eye on for the future rather than a concern now. In a very real way, when asking what's the next Delta variant, it's way too early to ask that because we're still in the middle of the current surge of the Delta variant. Now, as far as the Delta variant goes and where we're at right now, we've seen some indication of slowing cases in the past few days nationwide. However, that preceded the holiday weekend and school reopenings in many areas. So whether this is a peak or a plateau or will be accompanied with another peak remains somewhat uncertain, though it was encouraging going into that holiday weekend that we did see these cases starting to slow down a bit. Because of the continued high rates, masking in accordance with local public health guidance based on transmission risk remains important, as does vaccination. Vaccination against the Delta variant still remains highly effective. Even though there are reports of breakthrough cases, they tend to be far less severe and far less frequent. And we can see nationwide that areas with high rates of vaccination are not hit as hard by the Delta variant. And that helps make sure that hospitals and clinics are not overwhelmed, as well as keeps individuals safe. Once vaccinated, does take a couple of weeks for the vaccine to fully kick in and have full effect, but it's still not too late to vaccinate and not too late to protect yourself from the Delta surge, even if it is starting to level off in some areas.